The Iliamna New Halen Non-Dalton Electric Cooperative is located on the north shores of Iliamna Lake. In 1998, the cooperative built the Tazimina River Hydroelectric Power Plant. The planning for Tazimina was years in the making. When INNEC was finally given permission to build the power plant, there was an issue of money. $5 million came from State of Alaska grants, $3.5 million in federal funds, and $3.5 million was borrowed by INNEC, bringing the power plant in $5.5 million over the original projected budget. The community around the power plant is still working to pay off the money borrowed to create the plant. There is still about $2.7 million left to pay, and it's split among 300 people, adding 5 to 10 cents to each bill. Because the plant is so efficient and produces excess power, the state doesn't provide as much funding from the Power Cost Equalization Program. When the plant was first built, it only produced 50% of the power requirements of the surrounding villages. However, in 2009, George Hornberger became the general manager of INNEC.
I knew nothing about managing a co-op. I didn't know a whole lot about electricity. I was a warm body willing to take it on. We were still burning between, I'm going to say, 30 and 40,000 gallons a year of diesel fuel supplementing the hydro. It was a lot of hard work. I made it my goal to burn less than 5,000 gallons a year, diesel fuel supplementing hydro. The last 2 years we've been able to do that. My goal was to use all the power we were capable of producing. Our normal load was only about between 400 and 500 kW, and this plant is capable of putting out 800 kW.
Hornberger says when he came to the position of general manager, he led an overhaul on the plant.
In working with Alaska Energy Authority, we did an upgrade on the plant. We did a bunch of maintenance that it desperately needed. We overhauled both turbines, but we upgraded the controls on the plant, and we installed two electric boilers in our school.
The plant now produces enough power that INNEC diverts the excess to two schools in the region to cover their heating costs. It's far cheaper at 12 cents per kilowatt hour. Hornberger says the schools only get their heat from INNEC when there is an excess at the plant. If there isn't any excess, the school reverts to its normal heating fuel. In 2010, the state of Alaska used 1.7 million barrels of diesel, 40 billion cubic feet of natural gas, and 410,000 tons of coal to produce electricity. All of these produce carbon emissions and cost a lot of money to obtain. Hornberger says he thinks hydropower plants are a great way to produce energy.
Because hydroelectric runs 24 hours a day, it does not produce any carbon emissions, but water is really cheap. Water runs 24 hours a day, and the water is free.
Hornberger says he's working on an upgrade for the current plant.
To double the size of the turbines to put out twice as much power. My goal with that power is to be able to sell excess power to our businesses here in the Iliamna, New Halen, and Non-Dalton area. And so my goal is to upgrade our hydroelectric plant to 1.4 megawatts and to sell that excess power as heat at a very cheap rate.
Earlier this summer, the power plant was awarded money from the Renewable Energy Fund Round 6 for a feasibility study to upgrade the capacity to 1.4 megawatts. The Tazimina Hydroelectric Power Plant is a run-of-the-river plant, meaning that it doesn't use a dam for water storage. Currently, it provides almost 99% of the electricity in the three surrounding villages. In Dillingham, I'm Thea Card.